This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
We just had a fascinating conversation with Carrie Filippetti, the executive director of the Vandenberg Coalition. We talked earlier with Professor Ken Gray from the University of New Haven. And now we continue things with Congressman John Larson joining us here on Brian and Company. Happy New Year, Congressman. How are you?
Great. Brian, how are you? Happy New Year to you.
Are you back in D.C. or are you leaving today?
On our way down.
Okay.
On our way down. A lot of work to do down there. And now even more work.
So, I'm assuming there'll be criticism here from you on what happened. Just take me through your critique of this issue with Venezuela.
Well, having been in Congress for a while, it's not as though we haven't seen this before. But, first and foremost, Donald Trump had an obligation. And whether he did it with Congress or just the eight people involved, the War Powers Act and the Constitution are very clear. And look, there's no doubt that Maduro was a bad actor and a person who nobody's going to shed a tear over his being removed from office and being prosecuted under the law. But it gets back to a democracy. And I'm not talking about Venezuelan democracy. I'm talking about American democracy. And what is the role of the United States Congress under the Constitution and with the president? So this president did have an obligation. But, Brian, I'm sure you're aware of this. He has a tendency to overlook or looks at the Constitution as a mere suggestion and not as though something that has to be followed. He somewhat always places himself above the law. And I think that really disturbs not only members of Congress, but the American people, because the lack of a plan here. Commend our troops for what they did and a successful operation. But still to say, the reason I didn't brief people is because they leak, really. And that is just flat out wrong. And now he has an obligation to come before Congress and explain why he did this, number one, and most importantly, what the plan is. And, you and I have been around long enough to know that it's the old follow the money. And trust me, if I'm a little skeptical about his desire to bring peace to the Venezuelan people, well, as opposed to his honesty saying it's about the oil.
Well, I think that, and again, analyzing what it's about, I think the oil is part of it. I think the Monroe-Doctrine stuff is serious because I've never heard him mention it. And maybe that's to just justify the action. But let me ask you this, though, because I am a big believer in the separation of powers. And yeah. I do think that Congress for decades has been usurped on many things. But what my question is, when was the last time a president went to Congress for approval for anything militarily? When was the last time that happened? Because I'm pretty sure every president in
Syria
my life.
With Obama. He came before Congress, and people have, you know, and even if you don't come before the full body, there always has been the connection between what they call the top eight, and they were at least informed. Listen, can there be concerns about national security that result? And that's the whole purpose, as you know, because you've lived through this too. The War Powers Act was written in 73 because the presidential authority was being usurped over Congress. And so there had to be, and I think Jim Himes has articulated this better than anyone, there had to be a clear and present danger, and Congress had to be aware of that. That doesn't seem to be the case here. And to your point, well, you know, it doesn't look like, you know, presidents have always gone before Congress. Well, they haven't. But that doesn't mean that Congress shouldn't stand up and speak out. And especially, you know, I voted against the Iraq War when I came before Congress. That came before Congress and was taken to a vote. Syria under Obama came to a vote, was taken, and was defeated. There are incidents where it has. But to your point, yes, have there been instances where the president hasn't gone to Congress and then later justified it? Yes. And so, people can be skeptical, but let's get to the heart of the matter.
First District,
what is the plan here?
Yeah, Congressman John Larson joining us here. I want to ask a non-Venezuela question in a second, but my question to you is, you know, I'm sure you've been in touch with your caucus. When you get back to D.C., is there anything that will be done about this from your perspective?
Yes, I think immediately. And I think, when we get back to D.C., the most pressing thing was going to be making sure we're restoring people's health care. We got four Republicans to switch with us, and then Johnson could have called up the vote, but he didn't. And now by January the 7th, he has to take a vote. The question is, has Trump been able to get the four Republicans to switch? I don't think so. I think they were brave and courageous, and they're going to make that vote. And then I think that opens the door for Republicans standing up. God bless Rand Paul. Not that it was a surprise with anyone that he would stand up and say he's joining with Schumer in terms of calling for an immediate briefing and a stop. You know, where is the plan, Brian? What are we going to do here? I mean, to say that we're going to be running America, what about our troops? Are our troops there to protect the pipeline and the oil? We need these answers. The American people need these answers, not just a whim by Donald Trump.
John Larson joining us here on Brian and Company. What's the schedule here? You know, you get back there. When are you actually in session?
We're in session tomorrow.
Okay.
Votes are tomorrow. We'll be leaving today, but votes are tomorrow. Oh, actually, I might be leaving early tomorrow morning, but votes are tomorrow.
Got it. Listen, Congressman, we appreciate the insight. We're trying to get as many perspectives as possible.
Well, you always do, and I think that's a good thing. And those two other gentlemen know far more than I do. But from the perspective of a member of Congress and a representative of the people, the president has a responsibility to come before Congress. Congress, under the Constitution, has the sole authority to declare war. Yes. It has been ignored. That's why the War Powers Act wasn't passed. And yes, still, even though he may not address all of Congress, the War Powers Act called him to address the aid. He did none of the above. And that's why this, I think, is different and why he needs to be called out and address Congress immediately. And then Congress has to act on accordance of the information and basically what the plan is going forward. That's what the American people want to know.
Congressman, safe travels. Let's talk again soon.
Thanks, Brian.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.